Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's book club time, bitch. This cup fits a whole seltzer.
That's wow. So pleasing.
Last week, I had tea, and I was a boring Betty because we put it in the show notes, guys, but I was real sick. For like 3 weeks, I was dying, but I commit to the bit, and I push through for you, and I was like, we're doing book club. Bit.
I commit to the bit, quote Dallas. Oh my gosh.
I was in for book club. So in the show notes, it says, Dallas is not actually angry. She's just not feeling well.
She's just sick.
Because the whole time I'm like, I literally was like, don't cough, don't cough, don't cough into the mic.
That's the worst.
The whole time. It was so bad. It was like a cold, which I never ever get sick, right? Like I have the immune system of an ox. My 1-year-old son feeds me pretzels with his gross baby hands. So I am strong. I am a strong lady. All right. But when I do get sick, it's so bad. And then it turned from a cold into a whole respiratory infection.
Ugh.
And I was like, I think this is it. This is where I go.
This is a story of how I died.
I have reached the end of my life cycle. Literally, like, I was like, can someone just take me up back and put me out of my fucking misery?
Welcome to the Goodish Girls. And today we are doing our Goodish Book Club Part 2. I'm Cass.
Did you just do a little peace sign?
I'm a fucking millennial. Gen Z baby Dallas. Shut up. You're 30. Yep. I don't want to hear it.
Man.
Whoa.
I am 31. Thank you.
I know you're
and
31.
And I have been trying to get to 31 years old for the last 15 fucking years.
Why 31?
I'm in my prime.
Why 31?
In my 30s. I'm in my 30s. Because 30, there's a song.
And thriving.
I'm finally old enough to not give a fuck. There's a song about it. She's a comedian. She sings way better than I would ever sound. So I'm not going to sing it for you. And she rhymes fucks with fucks in the song. She's the same girl who says, stop giving men microphones.
Oh, yes. I know.
I love her. She's my queen. I want her for president.
Welcome to the Goodish Girls. I'm Cass.
I'm Dallas.
And I'm Madison.
And today we are on part 2 of our Goodish Book Club for One Dark Window. In this series, we will feature discussions on characters, places, theories, and for this series specifically, the cards. We'll also have an open window discussion where each of us get to talk about whatever we want. And this allows us to share each of our own POVs and allows you to relate to one of us. Each book club series is going to have 2 to 3 episodes for quick listening, and it's going to be packed full of fun bookish discussion, but we're going to be just a little bit more laid back than our normal deep diving. There is no spoilers, no spoiler series, because we're all three reading this for the very first time together with you. So we have stopped at the end of part 2, which is chapter 28. So today covers 15 through 28. Only.
Not gonna lie, that was really hard to pause.
I know.
And be like, now I have to wait.
Me I literally, it started playing part three and I was like, do I just let it accidentally keep playing and act like I didn't hear it stop?
Nah.
And I had it on 2x speed.
Yes, willpower. So
it switched over real quick into part three.
Oh,
and
I bet.
Was like,
it's part three. Anyways.
That's yeah, what it sounds literally.
Like. I'm just yelling at you all the time. I listen to it on one.
Yeah, you do. Which is too slow for me.
Elspeth was in the woods.
That's mm-mm. so annoying.
I'm like, wow, she was in the woods.
Can I say, after a scene, after the scene that happens towards the end, you know, I'm sure you know which scene, with Elspeth and Raven.
Where he gets to finally fucking
feast. I went to the emo scene.
Yes.
I was like, I remember that.
Literally, I listened through it and I was driving. And then I thought to myself, I wonder how long this scene is if I was on 1x speed.
It took a little bit of time.
Because it went
through it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Anyways.
Wild.
I don't know why my brain thought that. I was like, that probably took a while if I would have been reading it. Maybe I would have appreciated it. Just a little bit.
You know.
So I already
did. It's possible.
Yeah.
It was a good scene. I liked it.
It was good.
I think we're Pokemoning today. Someone told me to Pokemon.
So today, each of us have two characters, and we are going to say who we think they would choose as their starter of the original OG Poke starters. Okay.
Dallas, I love how you put all the evolutions.
I know she put the you put the evolution. Which I think is really funny.
Hold on. There's a thought process to this. There's
okay.
I will go first because you guys are now questioning my thoughts. Okay. I put their regular names too. I don't know about Pokemon that much, guys. I have a daughter super into Pokemon. I know very few Pokemons and what they do. And the odds of knowing their actual evolution are really slim. So I am winging this. So I wanted to choose a Poke starter. For the Nightmare and for Elspeth, because they're my two favorite characters. So, for Elspeth, I think that if she had to choose a Poke starter, she would choose a Charmander, which is not an evolution. It's just a regular guy.
Yes, that's the starter. Yes.
My thought process behind picking this Poke is that he looks like he's a little rough on the outside, but he looks real squishy on the inside. And I think that Elspeth is also a little rough on the outside. She got kind of a hard life, but on the inside, she's like, I just want to be a normal girl. But also, I think that eventually she's going to be turning into Charizard.
You're right.
Because I looked at a picture of Charizard and I was like, that tracks of what you're like turning into. So cheers to that.
I mean, Charmander and Elspeth, they also have very sad beningings.
In the beninging.
I don't know what that means as far as his background or any part of his story.
Oh, whenever you first meet Charmander, it's really sad episode. He's dying.
Oh my God. Okay, see?
I knew it was the games. Right, I don't watch the episodes. I didn't play it growing up.
I like that she judges you without
after
me.
After I grew up. Like, Drew played the games. And I have older siblings, and our friends played it. So, like, I knew of Pokemon, but I personally didn't play the games till I became an adult. So I just like to collect Pokemon and evolve them and catch them all.
You do you, babe.
I don't know all the lore.
Well, a little lore, if I may. Whenever you first meet Charmander in the TV show, like literally Charmander can die if his tail goes out. So you meet him as his tail is like this itty bitty flame and they're trying to rescue this Charmander to make sure his tail doesn't go out. And there's also lore. I don't know if it's confirmed, but like there's Charmander and then I don't know if you're going to know this one, Dallas, but there's a Pokemon called Cubone who...
Wait, is he a little dinosaur with a bone?
Yes. So the lore with that one is that like whenever their parent passes, then they like wear the skull of their deceased parent and their skull looks exactly like a Charizard. So people are saying that Cubone is like a relative, I guess, of Charmander or it's like a charm or of Charizard, but it's like a Charmander whose tail went out, but I guess is like still raised by a Charizard. I don't know. It's
That's
weird.
Really sad.
Really sad story.
I hate that.
You're welcome.
I don't like that. Thank you for sharing that deeply troubling story with us all, Madison.
Well, Elsa's story is really sad, too. So I'm like, they're doing the same.
You're not wrong. See, I picked the right character for her. But for Nightmare, I may surprise you guys. I think that Squirtle is for the Nightmare, but not regular Squirtle, only Blastoise. That's, I think, how you say that. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I chose that is because he has machine guns. And I think if the Nightmare was a Pokemon, he would have machine guns.
I think he would be a dark type.
Yeah. I feel like that they would both be dark type.
What dark type was a starter Pokemon?
There's no dark type that's a starter. You find them later in the game.
That seems like a catch 22, brother. Because
unless you play.
You didn't give me those options.
brother?
Technically, in I think it's like Sword and Shield, they have like X evolutions. And I think like the Charizard one is, it gives dark Pokemon, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, can we do that next time? I had to reach
We can pick different starters, but everybody knows the classics. So yeah, I thought it would be easiest.
I know them now. Now I know.
It's easy. It's fine.
All right, moving on. Next.
Anyways,
Pokemon.
Mads.
So I had Sweet Baby Boy Emery and Jesper. For Emery, I don't know. He's giving Bulbasaur.
I can see that. He likes to be outside.
He likes to be outside.
Yeah.
I feel like Bulbasaur, Emery, both chaotic, but also like as we learned more about his story, and he is like, I don't want to remember my nightmares. Ivysaur and Venusaur. Mm. Boom. Go to sleep, boy. I take care of you. Don't you worry. Also, if we're going to go like random Pokemon, maybe he has like Bulbasaur and a Jigglypuff on standby to just knock him out.
Jigglypuff.
Oh, I also had Jesper. Jesper, to me, she's giving Charmander, specifically Charmeleon. I don't know why.
What did you choose?
You
got a weird one.
I had King Rowan, the Rowan King. And then I had Raven. So I did my choices purely off of if I gave them a DS or a Game Boy and was like, here you go. Gestada, who I think they would choose based on if they want to win, whatever their goal is. So I vote for King Rowan Charmander because I feel like every bullheaded wanna win is always like fire type and that's the best and they're always gonna win. So that's why I picked him. And I feel like Raven would pick Squirtle because Squirtle or water types in general are like kind of underdog feels. Like everybody underestimates them. But if you get them powered up enough, sometimes they be blowing you out the water and they beat your ass. So that's why.
Yes. I was about to say, back whenever I was a little kid, people in the grass used to hate to see me and my Piplup coming.
Yeah.
So watch out.
Literally.
It's a little penguin.
Character development. It's time. Yes.
Okay. Not going to lie. Like, there's a bunch of characters, but I'm like, you know what? There are just a couple that really stood out to me. So we're going to talk about those specific characters because
that's all that matters.
It's my segment and it's whatever. Mm-hmm. So first off, the Nightmare. Love him. Yes. Your Honor, I love him so much. So I know like in episode one, we said like, oh, he's kind of like Venom. However, there was one specific line I read. It was on page 160 where Elspeth said, he was there curled up like a cat in the corner of my mind, quiet. Does he adorable. Not, after she said like cat, and I'm like also very sassy, does he not give Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh my God, yes.
I think he also gives off Binks from Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where he's just like angry little guy in a cat body.
You're going to turn me into one of those fat house cats, aren't you?
I'm here for any tiny black cats.
Yes. So there are many, many instances where I had to pull from because he's just so sassy and I love him so much. I'm like, I can't not bring it up. But there's one scenario on page 191 where they're getting ready for the raid and Elspeth awfully, English, hold on. Elspeth has to change into clothes and not wear a dress. So, heaven forbid, she's got to wear pants. So, the Nightmare says, by the trees, they're just leggings, Elspeth. The you girl wears a tunic and pants. And then Elspeth says, I look like a bloody stable boy. And then the Nightmare responds saying, how you look is, and perhaps has always been, utterly irrelevant. And to me, I read that line in the same tone and inflection as Woody and Buzz, where Buzz is like, I am a space ranger. And Buzz is like, or Woody's like, the word I'm looking for, I can't say right now because there are preschool toys present. He's like, how you look, honestly, irrelevant.
You guys have both seen Harry Potter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You know, oh gosh, now I can't even think of his name. The one guy who turns into a werewolf.
Sirius Black? No, mm-hmm. Lupin.
No, Lupin. Yes.
Sirius turns into a dog.
That's how I'm imagining the nightmare to look. You know,
as a person?
When he transforms. No.
Oh,
when
Lupin transforms, okay.
And he has those long claws and he's got like that weird hunched back and you see him in front of the moon. That's what keeps coming to my brain.
Yeah.
Whenever they describe him.
I can see that.
I feel like it's been very hard to find the cards on Pinterest, but I think from some of the few people that I've seen cosplay Elspeth that have like a nightmare card, it kind of looks like, a Lupin werewolf form.
I found a really good website that has all of the cards and like their descriptions, but it was the one that said like there's spoilers if you haven't finished both books. So I couldn't look through it. I had like Mandy look through it when I was looking at descriptions because she's read them both. But they had like art of the cards on there and I liked them a lot from like the one that I saw. So once we finish the books, or at least finish this one, I want to like scroll through and just look at what the cards, like what they drew up. So
yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's not bad at all.
Who else are we talking about today?
Oh my gosh.
I know. I was like, this might be a little bit of a hot take, but I think Elm might be my favorite MMC. Sorry, not sorry.
I
don't know.
I think that's fair. I think it's fair.
Because like whenever I was reading, I was... Raven seemed like a little too obvious and a little too easy. I'm like, I need some pushback, some banter, some jokes. Like, he has moments, but I'm just like, I need a little more spice, a little more pizzazz. And Elm, to me, reminds me of Carrion and Sweet Baby Boy Lucien. So I think, like, as the series goes on, I'm gonna be like, you know what, Elm? You're all right. Like, sometimes you annoy me, but you're all right. Because Homeboy does have a few good points, because there's whenever they're, again, about to go for the raid and they're getting on horses, and Elspeth says, animals don't like me much. And Elm says, if that doesn't tell you something, which honestly, true. Like, if I'm meeting someone and they say that either they don't like animals or animals don't like them.
Oh, immediately get away from me.
Bye.
I don't trust you. I'll be near you.
And then there's another scene, same concept, different lines, where Elspeth gets thrown off the horse and Thistle says, you may have a few bruises, no mistake. And Elspeth says, did anyone see? And Elm says, just the servants, the groomsmen, the blacksmith. And Homeboy's going on a list. And so he's got the humor, but he also has the tragic backstory. And I don't make the rules, but whenever... there is a man with a tragic backstory, and after I meet him, I'm like, I can fix him. Coach, put me in. Like
Bob the Builder.
Exactly. Bob the Builder, Andy Mandy, Fix It Felix. I'm there. I can do it all.
Fix him.
Because he does have a tragic backstory, because Raven says, Elm was a clever child, but he hated training, preferring his books, which honestly, same. The king took displeasure in his mildness and thought him weak, leaving his upbringing to the queen. When she died, Elm was mistreated at Stone. Hoth brutalized him, so one day I just brought him home. My parents became his parents, my siblings his siblings. He was wary, untrusting, but he'd die before he'd betray us. That last sentence, though, I don't
Red
like.
Flag.
Like,
Red
I don't
flag.
I don't think Elm would betray him, but it's very Kale Westfall of, Aayla would never go to that location. Lo and behold,
she'll never be there.
Why'd I have guess? A theory that just came into my head.
Okay, oh. I was like,
I'm
going to
put it at the end.
Spoilers.
Put it there. Yes.
Put her
as
there.
As soon as you said that, well, something clicked in my head and I was like, what if?
That's so funny.
Hold that. I have one more funny line, and then I'll move on to a new character. But Oh, it's after Raven and Elspeth have their night together. And mm-hmm. also, I got a little bit of beef with Raven. Not really beef, but I'm just like, huh? Of yeah. essentially the morning after, Elm is like, what the hell's wrong with you? And Raven's like, what do you mean? So Elm says, you're smiling. Does no one find that incredibly unnerving? And then Raven's like all touchy-feely, like very smiley, not hiding the fact that homeboy obviously just got laid. And Elm's like, and just like that, I lost my appetite. But like, your parents are there. Like, huh?
And what about it? He was courting her. Was he not?
Courting each other.
I mean, but still, I feel like that
they're back in the times, man.
Yeah, they got married at like 13. You had a baby by then, you know? I don't know.
But like, I feel like they're still a little bit secretive, like not wearing the I just got laid face around parents.
So it's how comfortable a relationship they have.
I guess, but Homeboy was glowing, apparently. That's what I'll say. Back to Raven. Not my favorite, but not too shabby. Listen, he has his moments because as a hopeless romantic, any little crumb of romance, I eat it up. And he gives me those little crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
You it's look fine. Like you want to say
just
something.
Be disrespectful. It's all right.
Oh my God.
It's fine. I like Elm too.
I don't like when you whisper in salt.
Listen, one for each. Heart. You can have Raven and I'll have Elm.
I know. It just hurts my heart when you say that he's not your favorite.
If it makes you feel better, none of them are my favorite.
I think it's because I feel like he deserves love.
I think he's
and
fine.
I think everybody should.
I think that you're giving him plenty of love. I only like Elspeth. And this is a first
only?
For me. I know.
All right. Well,
I've never had
what?
This happen. It's not that I don't like them. Like, I do like them. I just, like, neither one of them, I'm like, oh, it's my new book boyfriend.
Madison,
like, I like their good
about
characters.
How you don't like Quicksilver? Does Dallas going to feel the pain?
I'm actually going to go.
I can't believe.
I can see where I'm not wanted.
Listen.
I can't believe.
This was the goodish
like,
girls, and now
like
it's just goodish
either
girl.
Of them?
Either who? Who are you talking
not
to?
Not romance, they're the boys.
Oh.
I like.
Pick
I
one right
something.
Now.
No. Don't tell me what to do. I think this says something about the writing and the author because she wrote an FMC that I like more than the MMCs. And I think that's hard to do.
Agreed.
I think it gives credit to where credit's due. I am super interested in Elspeth. I'm super interested in her story and her journey and what's going on and her growth. She does not annoy me.
Because you don't like either of the boys.
I am too focused on the nightmare and Elspeth to be focused on any, to like invest my emotions in anybody else. And that's my TED Talk.
I can't relate.
Like it or don't.
I just keep imagining myself as Elspeth and Raven's doing all this to me.
I mean, yes, we are always the FMC.
I never not see myself
always.
Like the FMC.
No,
it's like
I'm
watching
always.
A movie.
It depends on who it is for me. Like yeah. book one, Quicksilver, I was picturing myself. Brimstone, I was like watching it like third POV.
How did you do that?
I was just watching all the well, you know. But I wasn't like if I was
yeah,
thinking
the
about the book, it wasn't like I know. But it wasn't like, oh, this is happening to me. I would love to dream about this. It was just like, ah, yeah, this is happening to all of them.
I mean, yeah, I don't. That's fair.
Some of them that I really like when I first read ACOTAR, I would have dreams about it, and I would be Feyre.
You would be Feyre.
Never mind. I was gonna make a comment.
Don't do it.
Anyways, I'm
you have
gonna
two Nesta lovers here. Get out of here. All right, I'm going. I'm taking us back to the window.
Next.
Okay.
What did you say about Raven?
Okay, he's feeding my little helpless romantic heart because there was one scene where they're at the ruins and he's going to essentially program Elspeth's blood so she can do the things. And he says, just a small cut, nothing too deep. No need to scar these beautiful hands. And during that, I was like, oh,
that is
nice.
Hands
are beautiful. Wow. That's so nice.
That is nice.
Also, God bless you, Cass, for including fan art. Because I feel like that they do my man dirty whenever they keep on mentioning the whole bird-like nose. Like, I can see in my head, like, actual
yeah.
people with
he
that shaped nose. And it's
constantly.
Not as dramatic. But mm-hmm. to me, my head immediately goes to the Barbie Swan Lake villain who's literally a bird.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, when she is writing that like bird like nose, are we? I all, every time imagined like a plague mask. Not that that's what he like looks like, but I thought about it. And is that supposed to be somewhat of an ode to getting the sickness, having it be like a huge big deal, right? Like the plague back in the day.
I don't think so.
It might be a stretch, but that's kind of where
I
my brain went.
I don't know. She does say it a lot, though. It's not like, mm-hmm. but yeah, she says it a lot. So like, mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes when you get descriptions of characters, they say it once, that's it. But there was multiple times, even through part two, where she kept being like, I looked, or he looked down at me over his bird-like nose, or like, I'm like, why, what?
Do we think that the picture is inaccurate? And Rachel's like, that's not what he looks like.
I think the fan art looks better probably than what she
I mean, because like, I have a specific person that I think of whenever I think of a bird-like nose, because I think it's just like, more of an indent in the center, so it kind of like curves more instead of going like swoop.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like every time they say bird like nose, I think of the Barbie Swan Lake villain who's literally a bird.
God, I don't know who that is.
Look up a photo. You see what I mean? You can't tell me that dude don't have a bird nose.
I just don't understand why someone was paid money to create this character. He's literally a bird.
He is a bird. Because it's Swan Lake.
I'll take your word for it. I digress.
Are you looking at my photo too?
Yeah.
I'm really uncomfortable now.
How much I don't like him. All right. Anyways.
That's why anytime they would say, like, oh, he looked down at me with his bird nose, I'm like, let me pull up the fan art.
That man in that Google photo right now is not looking anywhere when he looks down.
Mm-mm.
That nose is fucking huge. He's not looking at anything.
I know.
He's like, well, hello, where are you? Can't see you. You know I'm not wrong. All right. I want to talk about Elspeth.
Okay, we're getting there. I just got to say one more interesting thing about Raven, because this did pique my interest. Mm-hmm. Where they gave a quote and they said, but like his pet, is it Orith? Orith?
I honestly can't remember.
I would say Orith. The king but saw.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
The king saw value in my infection. Without the black horse, I became a better fighter than the other
Destriers.
The chalice did not work for me, but neither did it work against me. No one could see me in the well card. The scythe could not control me. That is why he made me captain. And I was like, this, listen, everything else, not vibing. But this piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wrote about this in our open window discussion because it is wild to me. Anyways.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up.
You're welcome. Now we can talk about Elspeth.
Yes. Let's talk about my girl.
My heart breaks for her and my blood pressure rises for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because homegirl, aside from having to wear pants, she's going through it. Aside from like all the stuff with her family. But the real kicker was her figuring out what her degeneration was. And it's on page 258 mm-hmm. where she's telling the nightmare, you're becoming stronger. That's why I'm seeing your memories. I may not be getting weaker like Emery, but I'm fading. That's my degeneration, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait to see how this book plays out. Because obviously there's book two. And they gotta figure something out. But if she's like this close to losing it, and if the nightmare takes over, I'm sat and I will have my popcorn and ginger ale ready to go. Mm-hmm. But that's
agreed. Yeah, I really like her. And I feel really bad for her.
Mm-hmm. But also like the little flower crown that she made, and then Raven put a little flower in her hair. Sorry, little ooh.
No, it's very cute.
Giving Tangled.
That's true.
Next, Prince Hoth. Trash.
Ew.
Oh,
I was like, why are we bringing him up?
Because the people need to know he's trash. And past me, very stupid for my previous theory of like, oh, maybe he's secret good guy. No, trash.
Immediate trash.
Wrong.
Anyone think that?
I'm wrong? That he's not trash?
Whoever thinks
no,
that.
No, wrong. Your previous theory, wrong.
Yeah. I was about to say, after everything, you're still sitting up for him? Because I've sat down. I'm done.
No.
She's sitting.
Anywho, Prince Hoth, trash. But sweet baby boy, Emery,
Emery.
Oh my gosh, I cried.
By Shayla.
Yes.
So my heart breaks for this kid because of everything he's going through. We learn more about his degeneration and how it affects him. But also, let homeboy stay with his freaking parents. If he's gonna die, let him stay home. Like, what the heck?
I hate it.
My friend and I, whenever we read, and we told ourselves that we were going to make like a physical spreadsheet, we might still do it, but we always say, like, if someone has a super tragic backstory, we're just like, put them in the bubble. So Emery, you're part bubble. Of the bubble, kid. Come join the bubble. We'll keep you safe.
Put him in there. The boy, sweet the boy. Bubble. Sweet boy.
Get justice by the end. Or he'll die. A dramatic
no,
death.
We're not speaking that into existence. My boy Emery, he's going to be okay.
I've been watching Ozark. And do you know how many times bad shit happens and then Marty Bird, a.k.a. Jason Bateman, is just like, we'll figure it out. It's going to be Bird. It's going to be fine. His name's Martin Bird. They call him Marty.
This seems like we're talking about birds a lot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm saying.
Anyways.
I'm just
saying. Raven's actually a bird.
It's actually
instead of all the characters saying trees, they just need to be saying birds.
Hold on. I have a comment about that for later.
We are getting into the trees.
We are. Because I have the lore. Anyways. All right. Places. Cards. Let's just do a real quick catch up. We don't have much to say. We did enter the mist, though.
Hell yeah.
Kind of scary. Not gonna lie. It burns like salt on Elspeth's skin. Can't imagine. And her eyes, all of it burning. But it cannot affect her or anyone that is infected. My question is, what the freak happened to those parents? And where the freak is that kid? That's a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where'd they go?
That's
where
a good
did
question.
They go? Where are they at?
Where are they?
Anyway.
Where are you?
I'm so sorry.
We did get the Iron Gate. We got the Iron Gate, bitches. We could have gotten the well card if Raven would have just freaking asked Elspeth. I don't know, maybe where her dad hides his cards. Instead of trying
this
to do everything
sneaky
he wants all by himself, all by his lonesome. But it's fine.
FMC.
So we only have one card. We're still missing two.
All right. It is open window time. Window is opening.
Go ahead,
Thank
Dallas.
Thank you, Rachel Gillig, for not edging us in this bedroom scene. Okay. I was so worried. That's something, someone walked in the room. The bird hit the window. I don't know. Something
and
was going to
so
fucking
Raven
happen.
Did.
Literally. Something. Literally. And Raven did. No. Let him fucking feast. Yes. I was like screaming in my car, like holding my steering wheel. And I was like, yay.
It was so
Elspeth
good.
Deserved that.
It was yes. so good. I brought some quotes. That I screened at from this scene in particular. He says, can I kiss you? And then she says, a bit late to ask, isn't it? And he says, not on your mouth, Elspeth.
Seemed. Gasp.
I did too.
King of
poetry.
Asking for consent. Anyways. Also, the morning after, I know we talked about this a little bit with Elm, but I was dying at Jesper and Elspeth in the hallway. At her coming out and Jesper being mm-hmm. like, not to mention Raven smiling at the table and Elm is just like losing his shit over it. I love that shit. I love shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then just one more quote for you. The next morning when he's like, why did you leave? I woke up and you were gone. And she's like, oh, I just wanted you to rest. And he says, I don't want rest, Elspeth. I want you.
At least he's honest.
Screamed. I screamed. I was like.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, such a good fucking
scene. So good.
Okay. Here's the next thing. Also, another thank you to Rachel for not putting in a huge miscommunication trope. As most of you know, if you listen to any other episode and or our interviews like ever, miscommunication trope is really hard for me sometimes. I'm not going to say it's never needed, right? But, like, there are times where I'm like, if you would just open your mouth one time and say three words, it could still be a story, but also you wouldn't hate each other for no fucking reason. Mm-hmm. It makes me so mad sometimes. And I get that there was like a little bit of like not telling information here and there within the story. And I think that's fine and that's fair. But there mm-hmm. she was like, I'm feeling this way. And then she'd be like, why are you acting like this? Like she would just ask, or he would just ask mm-hmm. her. And I'm like, thank you. It wasn't hard. I know you're in fantasy land, but you can still ask questions and not be like, he hates me. He must mm-hmm. hate me. Right? She could have wrote it as, oh, no, she left me after this night. Like, she obviously doesn't want me. It's obvious. Right? Like,
yeah.
And then they could have been, like, mad at each other for no fucking reason. But she was like, he's like, you didn't have to leave. And she's like, I thought you needed rest. And he's like, I didn't want rest. I wanted you. And it became an iconic line.
Right.
It didn't need to be a miscommunication.
He can be that, like, dark, slightly broody, you know, mm-hmm. like, captain that you're like, oh, he's a badass. Yes. I don't want to cross him.
But he also speaks.
But then he can also be a decent man and communicate feelings.
Yes.
But what would you call the trope then where like Raven withholds the plan of getting the well card? Is that a trope?
I don't think it's a trope.
It gave a little bit of a trope to me, but I don't know. I don't know what
I don't think that's a trope. I don't think it's considered a trope. I think if it was continuous, it could fall under miscommunication mm-hmm. trope-ish. Like, it was a plan to betray, not betray, but, like, a plan to withhold instead of, like,
right.
Oh, no, like, he withheld this card. He must obviously feel this way, or he must obviously feel that way, or, right. you know, Elspeth looked at this weird, so she obviously can't handle this card, so I'm just not going to tell her because she obviously, mm. you know what I mean? It's a lot of, like, assumptions in that trope. So I don't think mm-hmm. it really falls under a trope. Mads, what do you think?
I don't think so either, because my brain, whenever it thinks of withholding information, automatically goes to Crescent City of, like, Danica withholding things from Bryce as she's piecing things together. And yeah. as the series continues, yep. Bryce is just doing things, and people be like, you want to share with the class what we're doing
here? What are you doing over there, redhead?
And she's like, don't worry, I got it.
Yes.
So, yeah, exactly. If it was going to be a trope, I think it would have been established during Crescent City times or even Thorn of Glass, whenever mm-hmm. people are just like, Aelin, you want to share what we're planning? She's like, don't worry, I got it.
That's exactly. Fair. Yeah. Okay. Another thing, and I am still laughing at this many days later after I finished these chapters. Trees.
I brought the lore.
Yeah. I don't know if you want me to say my line first or if you want to say your spiel.
Yours just says trees.
Yeah. Yes. Because it's in here. It's in my brain. Okay, I feel mm-hmm. stupid because it took me till like these recent chapters, if not like the last chapter, they're cussing.
Yes.
I was really? Like, oh, dude, it, I felt so fucking stupid.
I was like, lore.
I was like, hold on. What? I was like, are they trying to substitute a cuss word with trees? Mm-hmm.
She's making it her world. Like
fucking died.
Okay. Let's dive into this.
Please.
So one, I finally noticed this in the audiobook, by the way, even though it was on 2x speed. And then it's really funny because it would be like treats. And I don't know, just a little bit. And I was like, oh, here it comes again. So why does she use trees as an expression? Well, let me explain. The Shepherd King and the Mist and the spirit of the forest are kind of like their quote-unquote god. Their stories and lore control everything. Everyone believes in the spirit of the trees, which is where the Book of Alders came from. Mm-hmm. That'd be like their Bible equivalent. So instead of saying like, oh my God, or Jesus Christ, or bloody hell, or whatever, they say trees or bloody trees, referring to the spirit.
Oh. Wild. More lore. That's yeah, instead of like, oh my gods. Like, I feel uh-huh. like that's a big one in fantasy it's books, like, is, like, multiple.
Oh, trees.
I yeah. love it. I think if I said it out loud.
It took me also a minute to, like, click into that. Because, yeah. like, oh, my God, it's mm-hmm. a spirit of the trees.
Like, I gathered like, that, but I didn't, hurt. My brain didn't register as, it like, oh, they're cursing.
Well, what did you think it was?
They just kept saying it. And I then just, Elm says ahead. Bloody trees a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then once he started yeah. saying bloody trees, then my brain was like, okay, I got
That's
you.
That's wild. Madison, what did you think it was? Now I need to know.
I just think because, like, everyone and their mother, their last name is a type of tree. So I thought tree was just so big with their culture and their names.
Okay, I'm glad we're all on like different weird pages.
You know what I just thought of? In episode one, you said that like Raven always says this weird thing about trees. I think it's so weird that he just says this quote all the time.
Oh, and yeah, that wasn't.
I don't know.
It should have clicked then. It didn't for any of us.
It was just because he just said trees. And I was like,
yeah.
Huh? Like, it's you're like, in the woods.
Right. So, yes. I thought they were looking around.
But then, like, Elm said bloody trees. Like, that was, like, expression.
Elm says bloody trees, yeah. But it's kind of like when you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. And the people are like, don't say the Lord's name in vain.
See, I don't. I'm the person that makes up weird substitutes.
Spirit of the trees.
Where I'm just like, son of a nutcracker.
Oh.
Or cheese and crackers. I like to do the fun substitutes. It gets more creative the more frustrated I get.
Oh, it gets, I can't relate. Less creative the more frustrated I get.
For real.
Literally. Okay. I have to try so hard not to cuss at work.
Me too. Especially at Disney.
I have a big flaw as a mother, and it's that.
Yeah. I just give a look to designated people, and they just know.
Yeah, I don't cuss at my kids. Obviously, that's wild. But, like, to the air gets a lot of cuss words.
That's fair.
I feel like I just mostly do unwell wishes. Like, ooh, especially road rage. If someone, like, cuts in front of me or does something or they almost hit me, I'm just like, I hope you have an ingrown toenail and you stump your toe, or I hope both sides of your pillow are warm.
Oh, now I don't say such a kind stuff soul. Like that.
How the fuck did you get stuck with us? This, you know, we are that TikTok where it's like, fuck you. And she's like, we're so sorry. And she's like, no, we're not. Literally. That is us right now.
I definitely say things like, I wish you were dead.
I wish death on people. In the car.
I wish you'd die, actually.
You and I, Cass, have been on the phone.
See, but I gotta get more creative. Like, that's too easy. They gotta suffer.
No.
I hope you blow both tires out simultaneously. It rain and you're hungry. And then when you get out of your car, you step in a big puddle and your socks are wet for 3 days.
Ooh, like, that's the worst.
Yes. You didn't die, but you're pretty fucking miserable. Mm-hmm. And you're waiting for a tow truck and that takes hours.
Ooh, like,
I actually just thought of a question along with what I wrote. So it kind of goes back to something Madison brought up, which was Raven got the infection at 13. Mm-hmm. And he thought he escaped his magic until he became a Destrier and nothing worked on him, which is why he became the perfect captain. So nobody can see him coming. Nobody can control him. The mirror, the nightmare, and the twin alders are the only ones that can be used on him. We kind of see this with Elspeth, though, too, where she, like she knows that she has the nightmare in her, but she kind of feels like she also escaped, right? She didn't feel like she was deteriorating until she realized what was happening right now.
Yeah, until she was.
So this goes back to a question that, or a comment that you brought up, my question. You had said in part one, Dallas, that Emery may be deteriorating faster because he's using his magic more, right? Mm-hmm. The more you use it, the sicker you get. So if he's touching people all the time, if he's just like, bing, 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 like, yeah. And she starts using the nightmare for help all the time. Mm-hmm. How does Raven deteriorate?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I'm thinking. The gears are turning. And in the book so far, it hasn't said how he's deteriorating, right?
No.
Like, supposedly he's not. As far as I understand, supposedly he is not. Supposedly his punishment or whatever is that the cards don't work for him. Mm-hmm. That's like his punishment for the magic.
Or on him. Either way. Yeah.
As far as I know, there is no like disintegration.
But here's my other question, because we thought that too for Elspeth until she's like, shit, I'm not myself anymore. I'm becoming something else.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So does he just not? And Elm is also using his card a lot. He's not infected, but we're seeing Elm use his card a lot and deteriorate and get sick and have the pain, which also comes with one of my theories.
I mean, that's just a consequence of using that card.
Mm-hmm. Right. But like, can the cards kill somebody if they use it too much? Like, especially that one because
the book.
I would say because that one especially brings you pain.
Yeah. I feel like we by the end of this book, we will know for sure.
That's true. Yeah.
I feel like that could be a good cliffhanger.
That Raven question, I don't know.
No, I feel like we will find out by the end of the book.
I know. I just...
What's happening?
I want to see it coming, and I don't see it coming.
I also had a little bit of a crack theory of, like, way back when somewhere in my notes I have highlighted, I was like, if Elspeth has a nightmare in her head, because I think, like, Raven does something where it looks like he zones out, and then he zones back in. I was like, what if, like, he has the spirit of the wood in his head? Like, he also has a little critter in there.
Oh, my God. Is that the miscommunication trope because that the I nightmare, just paid for?
Because the nightmare does work on him, and he can use it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was a correct theory.
He can also use the mirror, which the mirror has the dead people associated, like the ghost associated with it that haunt you.
That's interesting. All right. Speaking of theories, if Elspeth is not able to lift this mist, she will most likely be a monster by the end of this book. Okay. And if you are a mother, you know the book, the monster at the end of this book that has Grover in it.
Why does that sound terrifying?
Grover is scared to turn the page because he heard that there's a monster at the end of this book.
Okay, well, that makes it sound better, but, like, the title itself sounds horrifying.
Yeah, the monster, there's a monster at the end of this book. And he's like, I really can't turn the page because there's a monster at the end of this book. And then at the end, he's like, it was just Grover. And I feel like she's going to be like, I'm turning into a monster at the end. She's going to be like, it's the real me.
What is that? What's that book? It's Akatar. Where she looks in the mirror.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And she looks at herself and they're like, you have to look in the mirror if you want this. And it's really just herself. It shows you your true form.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Akatar?
I think they're going to coexist together as the monster.
Maybe.
And then also, I have a question that will lead into a theory. Why the fuck are we not getting any words from the king? We are only hearing about the king. We're hearing all of these things about the king. Is the king alive? Has anyone checked on the king?
I think.
Is he really bad guy?
He's been there.
Yeah.
He's around.
Been at places. But he doesn't. He always lets Hoth talk.
Right.
I think it's just like how, like Stranger Things. Like the adults, they're there. But the kids are like, we got it. We're going to take care of all the monsters. Like adults, you do adulty things. Like, are adults there? Do adults have statuses? Yes. But I think it's just like the kids are in charge.
Mm-hmm. They just talk about the king all the time as if he's like making these huge decisions and doing all these things. And like, it's wild. And so my question is, because bro is like a fucking ghost story, is he infected and too scared to tell anybody? I think everyone around him is infected. I think his core is infected.
I think Hoth just likes to hop around.
But also, so you said he's infected too, and you think his whole core's infected. Why do they still need Emery then? Because they're going to be using Emery and his blood, right, to lift the mist. But if they're all infected, they don't fucking need him.
They have jobs though, right?
Who all are you talking about?
So I don't know. I don't have names. But if you remember the last episode, there was a quote in there saying, like, you'd be surprised who the king, like, keeps in his company or something like that. Like, there was a quote where I was like, is your core? When I think the core, I think, like, the people that work for the king.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think they're infected. And he's, like, not willing to say it, right? But he's like, you have to die. Like, if you're infected, you can't do this.
He has quite a few of them that are infected.
Mm-hmm.
That he knows about.
He like collects them like his own little Pokemon, right? He's like, coming in the castle.
I think it's purely out of necessity and like the little strings that they have. Like Raven has his, and so the king's like, you can be captain. And then you have the person with the scary hand that can like tell if other people are sick, and he's like, you can be in charge of the other people and point them out.
The one that dies,
right? Which is why Emery is an easy sacrifice.
The one that Elspeth kills?
Yes.
I just think it's like if they have a purpose and they're like, oh, you actually might be of service to me, then they keep. But if they just regular sicko, he's like, missed.
Right. Correct. I don't disagree, but I do think that a lot of his court is infected, if not all of them, and the king himself. Predictions for the end so far. There has not been a betrayal yet. It is coming. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my soul that a betrayal is coming. Ione is still on my good list. I think that she did not use the mating card by choice, and I think she is fighting hard to not let it take over her completely.
I could see that. Because there's, like, there's still so much of her left that she, like,
Yeah, I think Hoth used that on her very quickly before she could change her mind or, like, have a thought. That's my prediction. I don't know who the betrayer is.
Do you think that he is using his scythe card to tell her to use her card? Because she has to tap the card.
She doesn't have the card. He has it.
She has to tap the card three times, though, to use the maiden card.
And it stays on.
And every time... Every time Elspeth sees her, she gets progressively prettier. Remember, she's changing every time she sees her. So she's using it pretty consistently.
I was under the assumption that it never turned off, that it was just on forever.
It is on until you yourself tap it or unless someone else taps your card, then it negates your initial tap and goes to them.
So that's why I'm saying, do you think that he is making her tap it? And turn it on?
Are we sure it's even being tapped? That's what I'm saying. I thought it was like he had her tap it once. And it just is progressing because it's still on.
She would still have to be holding it, though, for it to stay on that entire time. She would have to tap, 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 and keep it on herself at all times. And nobody else can touch it or it turns off.
Yes. So my thought is, like, Elspeth's fake thing that she's like, oh, this is what I can do, is that she can see the card's colors, but every time she mentions seeing Ione, she just mentions her getting progressively more beautiful, but she doesn't necessarily mention a color.
Right, that's exactly true. But she's on everybody else she does. That's why I think Hoth has it in his possession and doesn't let her use it. He controls it.
I don't think he can, though. That's not how they work. He would have to use his scythe card to make her use it. And then every time she sees her, she's just progressively prettier because she's been using it while she's been gone. Or it's been like she's being forced to use it.
I don't think we won't really know until she's free.
I want more of Ione because I want to know what's going on.
She said.
What?
Now you know how it feels. You're like, I need more of Ione. And Cass is like, for Ione.
Well, no, because I'm like, I want to Scooby-Doo and figure this out.
I hear you. I also want answers. Yes. She is not the one, though, who's going to betray.
And have to get got.
Okay, here's my prediction that popped into my head from something you said earlier, Madison.
Yes.
You were talking about Elm. And Raven says he's wary, untrusting, but he'd die before he'd betray us. And you said, I don't like this line. I don't think Elm would betray them. And I said, what if Hoth uses his scythe card on Elm?
No.
Since Elm keeps fighting him, and we did see them fight, right? And Elm is stronger at the moment, but Elm keeps using his card. And every time he uses his card now, he keeps getting hurt and keeps bleeding. So then at some point, Hoth is going to become more powerful and control him and gets him to betray either just Raven or the entire group.
Maybe some thoughts should just be kept inside. I don't like that. don't put that on my sweet baby boy, Elm.
So,
at least that's the meanest thing I've ever heard you say, yes.
Maybe you should keep those about to yourself.
I see people say that all the time on TikTok whenever people make like really sad theories. They're like, maybe some things just aren't meant to be shared.
It could be worse. He could be doing like a full on willing betrayal. That's my thought.
I don't know. I'd rather him like actively be a bad guy than have someone force him to be a bad guy. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
You want me to be the bad guy? Now I'm the bad guy.
Oh. Don't come by my house.
Gosh.
Mads, what do you think? Tell us.
Okay. I don't have any theories, but boy howdy, was I yelling to my Kindle and in these notes, because I was so proud of myself. I did a little pat on the back after episode one where I was like, this ghost, probably the Alder King, but I don't know. Homeboy's a freaking king.
You called it.
There were so many times where I called it out, and I'll just do one instance where Elspeth is looking at just her surroundings, and she's saying the drapes were crimson and the carpet had been woven into an elaborate landscape depicting a gilded knight atop a black horse. It was his armor that caught me. Even woven in wool, it was bright gold, beautiful. And I was just like, huh, where have we seen this before? And I was, the amount of times I was yelling in my Kindle, it gave the whole, her sister was a witch, right? So what was her sister? The Wicked Witch of the East, bro. You're going to look at me, you're going to tell me I'm wrong? Like, there's so many times where I'm like, it's because you're the Alder King. It's because you're the king. Say it with me, class. The nightmare is the king. This is, again, bringing up my sweet angel baby boy, Emery, where he says a quote, here I was thinking she'd come to kiss me. That's how the story goes, isn't it? Beautiful maiden saves a sick boy with a kiss. Boy miraculously heals and delivers the kingdom from darkness. I don't think Emery's going to die. I think he's going to be saved. And this is, he's telling himself, like, this is how he's going to get saved, metaphorically. But I think either Elspeth, which I think is very obvious, like, she's going to be the one to do a thing and heal Emery, or hear me out, Ione, because she's literally the maiden, and he says, that's how the story goes, isn't it? Beautiful maiden, save sick boy. Just food for thought.
Interesting. That is all. It's a good prediction.
That's all I gotta say about that.
Maybe she will get the sickness. Maybe she'll get the fever, and that will be some of the magic, is that it's like healing magic.
Mm-hmm.
But to heal, she has to sacrifice herself. Don't say it.
Don't say it.
No, there must be another way. Not Hermione.
Yeah.
You want to stop the Rowan King from getting caught or what?
So good.
I can't. Wow. Wild.
All right. Speaking of Emery, I just want to say that I really wanted to cry when he said, I don't remember my nightmares. Because I didn't realize how much he forgets because of his infection. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, don't be sad for me. I don't remember my nightmares. What a sweet baby boy.
Little buddy's going through it. For sure.
Anyways, all right. That was
part two. Now we can listen to the rest of it.
Part two left on somewhat of a little cliffhanger. We'll see you next week for part three, the final part.
Yes.
See you then.
If you liked this episode and this book club, please make sure to like and subscribe to our channel and our pages, so that way other people can see us too and give us a rating if you want. Only
and leave
five stars.
A comment, whether it's about birds, Pokemon, or trees.
Yes. Did you also think that we were all cussing in this book, or just saying random branches? These are your options. Pokemon, trees, or birds.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.